Amen. Well, good morning, Kairos Church family. We're all in the house today, right? Look around real quick. Look around. There's two things I want to get, we're going to give praises for. Number one, that we offer two services, right? Number two, that we offer kids ministry for both services. Amen. But we are thankful to be here. You know, as I sent out communication, I said, we're going to do one service. We're not going to offer kids ministry. There are still some without power. There are still some that are, you know, dealing with certain things. And we knew that. And so we wanted to be sensitive to that. But we still wanted to meet, to worship God, to praise God, and also continue to pray about, you know, just what's going on throughout our state in the hurricane's path. Before I share what I'm going to share today, and I will just tell you right now for you parents with your kids, it will be short. Another thing, please don't, I mean, you can try to keep them quiet, but don't, you know, there are kids all around, so it's fine. I am really good at ignoring kids, so it's not bothering me. it's not bothering me. I've had years of practice. And so it's not bothering me. And so, you know, that's fine. So I'll keep it short. But one of the things before I dive into messages, I've been so encouraged, and so thankful for our church family, seeing you all rally around one another, to be there for one another, to pray for one another, to encourage one another, to help support one another, just getting things back together. And so just seeing the church meet the needs of the church is an amazing thing. So thank you, Kairos Church. It's you guys that are doing that. Give yourself a round of applause. With that, I'll say, if you do need help and you haven't asked yet, please do so. You can do so on a prayer card. You can reach out to someone on staff. Sometimes we don't want to put other people out. We know everyone's burdened right now. Everyone's got something going on. And if we all pitch in to help one another, guess what? We can get it done quicker, right? We talked about this last week about how we're called to safeguard together. And even in the midst of a storm and picking up the pieces, we're called to do that as well. Speaking of safeguarding together, you know, our groups were meant to launch last week. Most of them did not meet. And so here's what that means is that if you didn't sign up last week, you haven't missed anything. So sign up this week and then come to a group this coming week. And I would encourage you to get in groups because it is, like I said, there's groups, there's the prayer praise, there's serving. That's how you get connected and be a part of this family and be encouraged by this family and be supported by this family. Yeah, hi. Here's what I want to do. I want to pray before I share the word with you. So would you pray with me? God, thank you so much just for being in this place, surrounded by your church, your people. Being able to worship you after a tough week, and there's still things going on and still people that are hurting and still pieces to be picked up, but we are here declaring and celebrating your goodness. In the midst of the storm, you are good. In the midst of the blessings, you are good. So God, remind us of that today as we enter into your presence and into your word. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Here's what I want to do. First, you know, we are praising this morning, thankful and grateful. That we're here, that we're alive, thankful that, you know, the hurricane didn't do as much damage to us, but the hurricane did go somewhere. And so there's two things, and there are two key components to what we do every single week. There's praying and there's praising. And so we want to celebrate. We want to celebrate that, you know, that God's goodness. We want to celebrate that we are here. We may lose homes, we may lose valuables, but if we have our life, then we're here, and that's good. And so we want to celebrate that, and we want to praise God for that, and praise God that it wasn't as bad as we thought, and that's good, and we want to continue to do that. But at the same time, we got to remember to pray, because even in our midst, even in our community, there are people who got hit a little bit harder, but definitely in our state, there are people that got hit really, really hard. You know, flooding, the damage is catastrophic. And so celebrate, praise God for all that he's done for you. But remember all the others in your prayers. And if there's someone that reaches out, if you can help, do it. Help them. Pray for them, support them, encourage them. So we want to praise him and continue to pray through the storm. Now, God led me to Psalm 96, a little bit of 97. And I want to read that to you really quickly. It says this, "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works and wonderful deeds among all the peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of peoples are worthless, lifeless idols. But the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble in submissive wonder before all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Indeed, the world is firmly and securely established, and it shall not be moved. He will judge and rule the people with fairness. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all the things it contains. Let the field be exultant and all that is in it. Then all the trees of the forest will sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness. Going into 97, the Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the many islands and coastlands be glad. And I'm going to stop there. And there are a few things here, of course, talking about praising. In the midst of everything that we go through, in the midst of everything that we deal with, God is sovereign, and God is great, and God is good. In the midst of the things that we struggle with, God is in control. God has ultimate power over all things. The storm, your worries, the anxiety, he has power over all of it. And because of that, we need to continue to praise him. And I love what verse 9 said, to tremble in submissive wonder before him, all the earth. Because here's the reality. Who is in charge of the storm? God. He has power over the storm. He has power over what happens after the storm. He is the ultimate God. And what I find in this verse and all throughout Scripture is that all of the earth, the trees, the mountains, the flowers, all of the earth praises God for who he is and what he has done. In Jeremiah 17, verse 7 through 8, it says this, "Blessed is the man who believes and trusts in and relies on the Lord, and whose hope and confident expectation is the Lord. For he will be nourished like a tree planted by the waters that spreads out its roots by the river, and it will not fear the heat when it comes, but its leaves will be green and moist, and it will not be anxious and concerned in a year of drought." I love that. I posted something yesterday, and as I was about trees, and as I was just watching the storm, the 12-hour-long storm that just kind of slowly went through, I was just in awe of my trees. I have a giant avocado tree in my front yard and a big camphor tree in the backyard, and I'm watching, 60, 70 mile per hour winds hit these trees, and they're just out there taking it, And I was thinking about the trees and about, what did the tree do to prepare? What did the tree do to protect itself? Is the tree anxious or worried right now? And it was just a reminder to be like a tree. And, at the same time, we all have this. There are branches and there are leaves and there is debris and there are parts of the tree that fell off, but the tree itself stood strong, most of them. And that has to do with the roots and what it's rooted in and the foundation. And, of course, I got to thinking about that in our lives when the storm comes. Where are our roots? Are they in the Lord? Are they in his greatness? Are they in his sovereignty? Are they rooted in him despite the things that we go through? Because no matter how hard it gets, no matter how hard the wind blows, if we are rooted in who he is and in his word, we will not be toppled over. We will remain strong. And as I was impressed, not only by the trees, but also by the leaves. Right? It's this little thing. You could go up to a tree and yank a leaf right off. And as I'm watching this tree in the back, I'm just watching these leaves hold on for dear life. And then I look at my tree today, and it's as if nothing happened to it. And it goes on, and it keeps growing, and it keeps trusting, and it keeps singing the praises of its creator and maker and sustainer. And there's beauty to that. We have the avocado tree, and we trim that up and try to get as many avocados off of it, hundreds. We gave away hundreds of avocados on Wednesday. We're out by the road, just be like, take our avocados, please. We don't want them all over the yard. So we have a view of our avocado tree right from our kitchen window, and there was one lone avocado just hanging out on a tiny little branch. I wish I would have got a picture of it. And we were all just betting that thing was going to fly off and maybe hit the window, You're like, Seth, my son, is probably like, yeah, I want it to hit something and break something. And my wife's probably like, I hope it flies the other way. But I'm pretty sure, girls, did that avocado hold fast? It did. This one little avocado just held on for dear life. And I... I'm just encouraged by that, encouraged by nature, and how they weren't worried, they weren't concerned, they weren't trying to control things. And I made that post, and I saw a lot of that where people were reminded that they're not in control. And what a great reminder that is. Because if we're in control, all things just are going to heck, right? But if we remember in these moments, in the good and the bad, that God is in control, then we know that it's good, and he's good, and he's sovereign. And so I love the image of a tree. Now, at the same time, I talked about being rooted, and I'm impressed by my trees. As I was driving around looking for a hot meal, anyone else drive around looking for a hot meal? Try to go to Zaxby's and see it was wrapped around four buildings. Like, dude, it was crazy. We were driving over on Wrecker, just around Ariana Avenue, and we saw this tree. We guys put the image of the tree, the down tree. It should be the first one. Yeah, there you go. This was a huge tree, and I'm just driving by really quickly, and I'm seeing the roots there. I'm seeing just the massiveness of it. And I stand in awe and wonder of my trees holding firm. I sit and I wonder, why did this tree fall? What was going on with it that it couldn't withstand? I mean, it's huge. It was interesting, just as I was thinking about our walk with Christ and how we walk longer with Christ, sometimes we get more full of ourselves. And so we look big and boastful on the outside. Huge, giant, beautiful tree. But somewhere along the lines, we forgot to dig our roots deep into the truth. We let go of the truth. And when our roots aren't in his truth and in his word and in his goodness and in his sovereignty, when a storm comes like this, it knocks us over. Go ahead and show the next picture. Now, I'm going to go over on this side. So you can see the tree in the background, the one that fell. Huge. And then you got this little guy. I mean, maybe 20 feet away. And what's it doing? It's standing there strong, right? And I don't know about you, but when certain things happen like this, I try not to get so focused on the fear, on the doubt, on the worry, on the what ifs, on all the stuff I'm going to have to do after. I try to focus on, what is God trying to teach me in this storm? What is he trying to share? What is he trying to reveal to me? What is he trying to remind me of? Where in my life have my roots come undone? Am I trusting in his goodness? Am I trusting in his protection? Am I trusting in his providence? Or am I trying to do it all on my own? And anyway, so I wanted to share that. In Psalm 1, I'll go all the way back. In Jeremiah actually references Psalm 1, verse 1. And it says this: "Blessed, fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God is the man who does not walk in the counsel of wicked, following their advice and example. Nor does he stand in the path of sinners, nor does he sit down and rest in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law, and his precepts, and his teaching, and his truth." We delight in that. We hold fast to that. Where are his roots? His roots are in God's truth. And he habitually meditates day and night. And verse 3, Psalm 1, verse 3, he will be like a tree firmly planted and fed. Oh, that's so beautiful. By the streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers and comes to maturity. This is what God revealed to me today, or throughout this week, that we are to be firmly planted and rooted in his word, in his truth, in who he is. In the midst of all the things that we go through, we remember to praise him for all that he does. And we also remember to pray. Pray for what he's doing. Pray for those people around us who are suffering. And really, I think what's really important is that we also, as we go through these things, we see what God is trying to reveal. We are discerning and observant to what he's trying to reveal about who he is and what he's doing. And we're reminded. I don't know, a storm like this, with its power and what it can do, could do, did do in some areas, it just reminds me of who God is and his power, and that ultimately I'm not in control. So I would ask you this one question before I pray out. What did God reveal to you this past week about who he is, about his character? What did he reveal to you about who you are, really who you are becoming in him. Maybe he reminded you of who he was and the power that he has. And maybe you missed it in the midst of all the preparation and the scurrying around and the worry and the fear and the anxiety. You missed on seeing God's glory being revealed to you, even in the midst of a storm. If that's the case, I would say, you know, for the next few moments, even throughout this week, go to him and say, God, what did you try to reveal to me this week? What did I need to be reminded of this week about who you are and about your character? I'm gonna ask you guys to bow your heads. God, we are thankful to be here. There are many in our communities and in our state that got it bad. And right now, they're still without power, where they're standing in their kitchen with 2 to 3 feet of water. Or maybe they're standing out on the sidewalk looking at the destruction of their home, their property, or their goods. So God, we praise you right now. And we thank you for your protection and your providence and for our church family. But God, we also lift up those who are hurting. And really, we lift up those who are hurting that don't have the hope that we have found in you. God, and right now, I pray that your church would shine. Not Kairos Church, your church, your people, all across the state, out of state, that they would shine. And they would show up for these people who are feeling hopeless and lost. And that they would help them get their homes back together and provide financial needs. But more importantly, God, that as they're helped, the real hope, the real light of the world is shown to them through your people. God, and that through this storm, that there would be people that would turn to you for the first time, come to know you as both Lord and Savior of their life. God, and then from this day forward, they would know that no matter what storms come, they never have to go through it alone, because they will always have you in their corner. God, I thank you for the laughter of children. What a joyous sound. And brings light into a situation that sometimes we lose sight of it. So thank you, God. Thank you for bringing us together. Thank you for allowing us to praise you and worship you and celebrate you. And thank you for reminding us of who you are, that you are good. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.